This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's foremost expert on infectious disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says that the United States is in a new phase of the coronavirus outbreak and testing for the virus. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Fauci was warning that despite more testing, tough times are still ahead before this outbreak dissipates. He did add the response will determine where the nation ends up, and he said we're still at a very critical point. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying his chamber is ready to tackle coronavirus legislation that will ease things for workers and businesses impacted by the outbreak. The Senate will convene today to take up that legislation. The latest postponement because of the outbreak, the Academy of Country Music is postponing the ACM Awards from April to September. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
An 11th Democratic presidential primary debate was held last night, in which Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden squared off. It was supposed to be in Phoenix, Arizona originally, but it was moved to Washington, D.C., to the CNN studios there without an audience because of the virus concerns. USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Biden asked, "What do you say to Americans confronting the new reality of life due to the coronavirus?"
First of all, I have to take care of those who, in fact, are exposed or likely to be exposed to the virus. And that means we have to do testing. We have to get the testing kits up and ready.
Sanders asked, "What is the most important thing you would do to save American lives if you were president now?"
First thing we have got to do, whether or not I'm president, is to shut this president up right now, because he is undermining the doctors and the scientists who are trying to help the American people.
The Fed slashed an interest rate because of the virus, but global markets have plummeted today. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
President Trump ordering a ban on travel from Europe to the United States in a bid to slow the spread of the coronavirus. But Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says his tweets about the long lines that developed at Chicago O'Hare Airport as a result of it did not go over well at the White House. Yesterday, Pritzker said a White House staffer called him on Saturday night and yelled at him about his tweets. Pritzker had described the lines at O'Hare as unacceptable, tweeting at President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, "You need to do something about this now." SpaceX aborted a launch yesterday just before one of its rockets was supposed to lift off. The company says that was because of an error during an engine power check. A launch official saying there are 1,000 ways a launch can go wrong, and only one way it can go right. He cited an overabundance of caution, though, for the fact that yesterday's launch was stopped. And for the second straight weekend, Onward is the top movie in the United States and Canada, about $10.5 million in ticket sales. Coming in second, the faith-based movie biography about Christian music artist Jeremy Camp, I Still Believe. Rounding out the top five, Bloodshot, The Invisible Man, and The Hunt. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Live. It's what we do, and it's how we roll, and hopefully what you are appreciating is we do it based on fact and the truth, because I believe we need to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I mean, right now, the country is a bit helter-skelter, and one of the big reasons is because there's lots of opinionating going out there, and it is important that we get the facts injected into the bloodstream of the body politic so that, you know, that we can have some peace and calmness about this current crisis that we're going through. I'll tell you, we're very fortunate to have with us Juanita Ingram. She is calling, we're actually talking to her from Taiwan. Incredible background that she has here. Juanita is an attorney, an actress, author, international speaker, a global philanthropist, self-appointed fashionista, of course, a wife and a mother of two children. And she lives in Taiwan. And guess what? She survived the coronavirus. I think you got the T-shirt and everything, right, Juanita?
I sure did. The hat, the T-shirt, and a keychain, yes.
Well, of course, because you're the fashionista. Everything has to match and go together. Now, all we do, we're hoping for shoes next, right? Can we get matching shoes?
That's right. Look, and a bedazzled mask. That's what I'm working on, yes.
Well, I love it. Hey, I cannot thank you enough for being available to speak to the American people, you know, coast to coast, and for those around the world right now that we have been so consumed by coronavirus, and especially so because, as they say, there's so much that we don't know, but still there's a lot that we do know, but it seems like the mainstream media and others that would much rather have the people in fear and wanting, that they're more focusing on the possibilities as opposed to what is.
Absolutely. I can completely agree. And I have so many friends and family. I'm originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and also lived in Indianapolis and Indiana for quite some time. I have a lot of family and friends that are in the thick of things over in the U.S. Obviously, there's social media, and I'm just listening and watching the panic. And I've been there. You know, I've lived through, in Taiwan, we had sort of the self-induced socialization distancing and, you know, self-quarantine. And then some people were quarantined by the government. And so that 30-day sort of shut down. My kids were out of school for 30 days immediately after Chinese New Year's. And so we went through that end of January through February. And so I know exactly how people feel. It is a very unsettling and fearful time. However, I do think that it helps to know that other people have been through the same situation, come out on the other side, and that there are brighter days ahead. So my kids are back in school. You know, the quarantines work. They do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you're in Taiwan, you're a little bit closer to the inflection point or ground central in China than we are here. Yeah. Obviously, the Taiwanese government had earlier information, and they moved quickly, right?
They did. I will say that the Taiwanese government, I mean, I can't think of anything that they could have done better. I know they've been praised all around the world for how they have handled this situation, and I'm living here. First-hand knowledge can attest to they got it right. They did respond quickly, swiftly. Schools were closed immediately. They did so much to take precautions. And even in the midst of sort of the 30 days when kids were out of school, they did a lot to make sure that we had a safe environment. We had public implemented health screening. So in order for me to even get into the building that I live in or go to the grocery store, they have these machines that they can take your temperature about 3 feet out. They don't have to touch you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while, yes, you can have the virus and not have a fever, but you have to do something. You have to try to safeguard the public in some way. Mm-hmm. And so they implemented a lot of sanitization actions. They rationed out masks. There was no panic shopping here because there were quantity limits that were put on the number of hand sanitizers one person can buy at a time, so that you didn't have a situation of people hoarding it and then exactly. trying to sell it on the black market or panic shopping, so then no one else has toilet paper or no one else has hand sanitizers. They rationed out this year.
Yeah.
And so it was a very organized, concerted effort that was very focused on safety and people.
Juanita, were they able to determine how many people in Taiwan contracted the coronavirus?
Yes, we very few, and it's interesting because we are just 81 miles away from China. But compared in the numbers, as of today, I checked with the CDC here today, as of today, we only had 51 cases. 20 of them have fully recovered and been released and gone home. We only had one person that died. That number, in comparison, of course, to our neighbors, right next door to us, and in comparison to other cities, you know, even in China, obviously with their 80,000 cases, South Korea with 7,900 cases, even Japan with 675 cases, and that's in the region. You don't even look at Italy, and now even in the United States with over 3,600 people. But I think the reason we were able to keep numbers so low is that everyone complied with sort of the self-induced social distancing. When
right.
kids were out of school, it sent a message. If it's not safe for them to go to school, stay out of the shopping centers, stay out of the movie theaters, stay out of the restaurants. And I will tell you that it worked. There is a change in the atmosphere. Things don't go back to normal immediately.
Right.
We still wear masks when we go to the grocery store right now. You know, we still take a lot of precautions. Things will not go back immediately, but kids are back in school. I went to the restaurant on Saturday night to celebrate my son turning 10 years old, and there were people in the restaurant. There wasn't a mask inside except for the wait staff.
Yes.
And there is some sense of whatever normality can be right now,
right.
Returning to the city, but we're still taking precautions because, you know, it's still in a very unsafe time that we're living in. People are still traveling. Unfortunately, and I think our new cases that have been here just as of the last couple of days have been people who traveled to Europe
right.
that are back now. But we still have very low numbers.
Population of Taiwan?
23 million. 800,000. So that's the rough population.
Right. So with that, 61 cases, one death in the coronavirus.
No,
and
61.
Yeah, 61 deaths or 61 cases? I'm sorry.
No, 5-1 cases, only one death.
Oh, 51 cases. Okay. 51 cases and one death. And she says to all of America and the entire world, and I really hope that people are hearing this, that it will get better. They have gone through it. They have gone through that point that Dr. Fauci has been talking about, to where it's tamped down, and here they are, 70 miles away from China and the hot points of where coronavirus has broken out so dramatically. We've got more from Juanita Ingram on the other side of the break. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's three featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy two, get the third one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment.
Hey, you heard him say we, right? Because it is we, the people, that's going to save this country. And I appreciate what Nita Ingram had to share with us. Juanita is connected to us from Taiwan. That's where she lives with her family. She's an attorney, actress, author, international speaker, a global philanthropist, among other things. She even hosts her own live podcast, the host of Where in the World is Juanita Ingram, on the Mommy Talk Live Network, which is hysterical. I mean, it is day-to-day. It's about everyday life, very practical and reasonable, and a lot of fun moments in your show, Juanita. I'm so grateful that you have this kind of platform, and I'm grateful that you're here, because what you said earlier, I cannot overemphasize, because what we come down to is our first line of defense on any attack, whether it's a coronavirus, the flu, or whatever. It's we the people. I mean, it's individuals taking the responsibility and stepping up. And it goes a long way when people are individually responsible, does it not?
It absolutely does. And I think that that individual responsibility not only is beneficial for yourself and those immediately around you, but if we don't individually start looking at ourselves and how we impact community and the collective, I think that it will have a systemic negative effect if we don't start doing that. I do think that culturally here in Taiwan, being uniquely an Asian country that is a democracy, yet also culturally very tuned in to the individual's impact on the collective, on the community, and taking that independent individual responsibility to make sure that you govern yourself, one, with common sense, but also in a way that is adhering to facts. Mm-hmm. And information. I will say I do applaud the Taiwanese government, because there was a lot of transparency, a lot of information that was given freely to the media, mm-hmm. as well as to residents. And that also gives a bit of peace and calming and knowing that you have all the facts in front of you. We even had everyone here that had a Taiwanese number. It's almost like a Amber Alert kind of
uh-huh.
system.
Right.
You would receive text messages with updates. So it helps.
Yes. Well, yes, in times like this, information is so critical. You know, unfortunately, as you can imagine, here in the United States, we get too much opinion clouding the information that needs to get through. I mean, we consume information like you cannot believe. But the challenge is you have to, you know, if you're not trained to have some sort of filtering process, you know, from the opinion versus fact, then, you know, you start getting the wrong perception. But it seems to me that in Taiwan, everybody was, you know, fairly responsible in making sure the information that did get out there was responsible information, was fact-based. And this is, you know, I think the other thing that you point out here that we can learn here in the United States is I got to imagine through this whole process, Juanita, this brought the communities closer together, did it not?
It did. It absolutely did. And I saw that sort of with the parents and, you know, parent groups and the kids. And my kids are both in the international school here. And, you know, the unity that was created, because we're all in this together.
Right.
It impacts us individually, but it also impacts, you know, what I choose to do or not do, comply with or not comply with, has a rolling effect on everyone around me, because my children eventually have to go back to school with other children, and that impacts their families as well. So it has pulled everyone together. There are better days on the other side of this. I mean, we lived through our kids not going to school for that period of time. It was the right call. My son has asthma. I have asthma as well. We didn't leave our condo for 4 weeks.
Wow.
I know how scary that feels.
Yeah. No, exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I know how scary it feels to sit. But also, I just feel like, and I am a woman of faith, I look at it as, you know, well, maybe God wants us to focus on what is important and sit down. I looked at it as an opportunity to really, you know, have some fun with my kids, sit down and go and make sure and plug in, have some quality time. They really didn't mind, because the alternative you know, no one wanted to catch the coronavirus. I just,
right.
I am amazed that some people in America are still going out to clubs and still going out to bars and, you know, not really heeding some of the warnings that are out there. I am shocked by that. It's like an extreme continuum, either extreme ignoring the warnings or extreme state of fear. Mm. And there has to be some balance to the two, but I get it.
Yeah.
I freaked out the first time I had to leave the apartment and I wore a mask and I had a panic attack because it felt like I couldn't breathe, but it was
right.
All in my head.
Mm. Yeah.
So I get the fear state. I get it. But it gets better. It does.
But you don't have to be in denial. And this is what, unfortunately, I mean, this is representative of our culture right now. In Taiwan, you know, as a community, as a nation, you all came together for the greater good. And this is the kind of unity that America, you know, in the past has been known for. Right now, our self-centeredness is really being exposed. And this is a time to evaluate, as you say. You know, you took it as a time that, okay, God, we're going to push in closer to you and find out, you know, what is most important, who is most important, and who we can look to. You know, as you say, you trust God and trust the process. I mean, God is in control. This isn't a surprise to God. And in God, we'll find peace, and we can get through these moments together. But if we're self-centered, then you might start doing some things that, you know, put other people at risk. I mean, it's at a point. No matter where you go, I mean, even if you go shopping and people are coughing, and maybe it's just a normal cough that you would have. I mean, if it right. is more than a couple coughs, you know, people are screaming, you know, coronavirus on aisle three or whatever, you know, it's just, you know, people are just, you know, understandably paranoid about it.
Absolutely. And the paranoia is understandable. The fear is understandable. But you can't stay in that place to the point where it makes you destructive, not only to others, but to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, instead, I mean, some people have a normal cough. I mean, there are plenty of people here that had fevers but didn't have the coronavirus.
Right.
There were plenty of people here who had the normal flu that didn't have the coronavirus. We quarantined, we did temperature checks, we're officially quarantined, and 51 people, you know, not
right.
the entire city, not all,
right.
you know, not even a large percentage of people.
Exactly. Now, what about testing? Was there a lot of testing kits? I mean, that's a big thing here in America. It's like, you know, people are up in arms because, you know, the government realized and everybody now realizes that there's not enough testing kits.
Yes, there were. I never really heard any complaint or any issues with the ability of being tested or getting tested. We didn't have that problem. Now, mind you, you know, Taiwan is 23.8 million, so it's not as big, obviously, as even some of the states that are in the U.S. But
right.
we didn't have a shortage. Now, mind you, Taiwan was very responsive, but they have lived through SARS.
Mm.
They
yes.
learned from that experience. So their response rate, their ability to organize, and just sort that, and I will say this, I have a lot of friends who are doctors, and the way in which the medical community held it together here, but also the way that the government ensured that the medical community was safe, was something that I just get to see other countries as well. There were designated hospitals and centers for folks who felt that they were at, or perhaps had symptoms. That the specific areas that were equipped to handle that, it was a situation that all medical personnel had to put themselves at risk and harm.
Exactly. Well, Juanita, we got to leave it there. We thank you for your time. God bless you, and God's peace be about you, your family, and all the people of Taiwan. Thank you for being with us. You take care.
Thank you.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's foremost expert on infectious disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says that the United States is in a new phase when it comes to the coronavirus outbreak and testing for the virus. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Fauci was warning that despite more testing, tough times are still ahead before this outbreak dissipates. He did add the response will determine where the nation ends up, and he said we're still at a very critical point. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying his chamber is ready to tackle coronavirus legislation that will ease things for workers and businesses impacted by the outbreak. The Senate will convene today to take up that legislation. The latest postponement because of the outbreak, the Academy of Country Music is postponing the ACM Awards from April to September. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is March the 16th. This is Mexican St. Patrick's Day, by the way, just so you know. You can mark that down on your calendar. We got Bruce Kaufman with us. Bruce is searching the history books. Where did Mexican St. Patrick's Day come from? He's the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, and author, and he's with us right now. Hey, Bruce, how we doing, buddy?
We're doing great, Bill, and by the way, happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much. There's the Mexican St. Patty's Day reference. That's what this is all about. We're going to talk about James Madison, but for just a moment, Bruce, I want to get your read on this. We just spoke with an attorney who is in Taiwan, and she's there with her family. They went through 30 days of the coronavirus, were very quick. Of course, they knew more about it earlier than we did here in the United States. Why not? They're about 70 miles from China and the hotspot. But they quickly reacted, and the net result, was 51 cases, only one death in their 23, almost 24 million population there in Taiwan. They're really the poster children, I believe, or the poster country of what to do and how they shut their country down for 30 days and the immediate measures that they took in keeping people aware and the whole thing. But her message was, relax, it does get better. And for them, it's getting better.
Yeah, and I think it will get better too, Bill. I'm not an expert on any of this, but I do believe that, you know, I mean, as long as we're taking the proper measures, which I think we're now, I think the information now is getting to the point where we're beginning to understand this. I'm washing my hands 5 times a day.
Exactly.
And, you know, and so I do think that I think it was a little bit exaggerated originally in terms of the potential harm here. Mm-hmm. I'm not downplaying the number of deaths and all of that, but I do believe that proper now that the information is getting out, us as citizens, you know, we are responsible for our own actions, and we are
exactly.
Now, with the proper information, we will be getting the proper responses, and I think that's what's happening.
Well, and that's what she said as well. It starts with we the people. You know, it's us being responsible. We are the first line of defense. I mean, if we're being knuckleheads and going out and, you know, burning the candle at both ends right now when we have this virus flying around and leaving ourselves vulnerable, you know, going into public areas, not being cognizant of social distancing for the moment,
right.
Touching people, not washing your hands and things like that. I mean, it still surprised me. I mean, the other day I happened to be in a public restroom and there were several people who came and left and didn't even wash their hands after going to bed. I go, wait a minute, come on. How about some personal hygiene? I mean, aren't you even aware of what's going on? I mean, you know, step up here. And I like what our parish priest had to say. One of the suggestions, because they were very proactive in cautioning people and, you know, being aware that, you know, the Catholics love to touch, you know, when it's time to, you know, give everybody the sign of peace. And, you know, even when you welcome people in and the priest says, you know, just hey, you know, high five, air, you know. High five, do whatever, you know, you don't have
right.
to, don't feel uncomfortable about it. And so they backed off on it. But the other suggestion I thought merited a note was that they said, in washing your hands, say the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
You know, while you're washing your hands, you say the Lord's Prayer, gives you plenty of time. It's well past 20 seconds. And
that's a great idea.
You know, I love that idea. So we've got the Lord's Prayer going up into the heavenlies quite often amongst the Catholics here in Florida. So, you know, I thought that was a great idea. But again, it comes down to self-responsibility. And this is what, you know, Madison talked about. And it was such the basis. I mean, he was such a believer. And he had faith that if you empowered the people to do the right thing, they would, for the most part, do the right thing.
That's exactly right, Bill. And how do you empower the people? The first way, I mean, so again, just you and I have talked about this before, but I just want to make this real quick. James Madison is the most underrated of our founding fathers. He is responsible for 2 of the 3 documents on which this nation is founded. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. James Madison essentially wrote the Constitution and essentially wrote the Bill of Rights. And the chief, as we know from the Bill of Rights, the number one right, I mean, the First Amendment has 5 rights in it, but all of them are based on freedom of speech, which is the number one right that we have. The number one, the most important right we have is freedom of speech. When you think about it, the First Amendment is freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, and freedom to petition the government for redress of grievances. Every single one of those is based on free speech. Free speech, obviously, is based on free speech. Freedom of the press is based on published and distributed speech in print form. Freedom of the religion is your freedom to talk up your religion, to proselytize about your religion, to explain the advantages of your religion. Freedom
yes.
of assembly is all about people getting together, usually to talk about some cause. And freedom to petition the government for redress of grievances, that's freedom to complain to your government that it has establishing policies that you do not think are part of your well-being. That is all based on freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm. And those freedoms, they need to be measured in a sense that there is balance to them. They are not absolute, are they, Bruce?
They're not absolute.
Yeah.
They're okay. For a perfect example of this is one of the. I mean, we established the freedom of speech in the First Amendment. It just says freedom of speech. It does not put any limits on it. But as you and I have talked about past, there are reasonable exceptions to every single one of the rights in the Bill of Rights, and it is a reasonable exception with freedom of speech that you cannot use your speech to incite violence. And the Supreme Court ruled on that many years back, that famous line, you cannot falsely yell fire in a crowded movie theater.
Exactly.
Because that is harming the public, and that takes precedence over your individual free speech right, because that will cause harm. That incites violence. So there are exceptions, and that's probably the most notable exception in the First Amendment in terms of free speech, for sure.
And I've cited that example, Bruce, in this current situation that we're in right now. is that how many people at the end of the day, you know, pundits and media could be accused of yelling fire when it's an emotional response. It is not a response right now. I mean, more than ever, if America needed to have the facts, Jack, it is now. We need to really be bathed in the truth and the facts of the matter, and the punditry needs to be dialed back significantly. You know, there's no accountability for some of these statements. They just put these statements out there, and especially we understand that it is the political season, but even more so because it is the political season, emotions and the sense of fear is heightened as a result of this abuse of the freedom of speech, Bruce.
Absolutely, absolutely, Bill. And this is one of the problems. I mean, yeah, we are, yes, in some ways we're really taking advantage of freedom of speech, but we're breaking the boundaries. There's no question about that. And, yeah, I mean, well, especially in the press, their job is to be, to self-police themselves. That's the way it used to work. You had a reporter who did a story. The editor would say, you know, check the facts. Your mom tells you you love her. Get a second opinion on that. That, I mean, that's the kind of press that we used to have, and we don't have that anymore. And I've written about this, the fact that this Madison's whole point on free speech is somewhat being undermined by social media, because anybody can get, you know, can be sitting in your bathrobe in your parents' basement on your computer or your phone, and you can send out on social media any damn thing you want.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's not backed up by the facts, and so all those people who are listening to you, they actually may agree you know what you're talking about, and that's what's crazy.
Exactly. Well, it's crazy and it's dangerous, but it goes back to the original point that you made. If there's no accountability, and I with hesitation say policing, again, it goes back to self-restraint. It starts with we the people.
Right.
If we are not the first defenders of whether it has to do with a disease coming in or any threat to our republic, then we're in trouble. And some people, again, the nature of our environment and our culture is such is that we've really, you know, it's almost like, you know, we're going back into the era of Lenny Bruce. You know, it's like, oh, we need to have these crazies to bust down the barriers. Well, you know, I think maybe we need to think twice about that. Otherwise, man, we've got the wild frontier of media right now, and social media is amongst us. And this thing's out of control, Bruce.
It's totally out of control, and it totally, in some ways, it undermines the whole point of Madison's free speech. But, you know, who could have anticipated that back in the 1790s?
But I maintain, as long as you sit in the truth, you know, the Bible says, having done all to stand, keep standing. And I think that's what we need to do, is know what the truth is, continue to stand. And, in fact, I'll tell you later, I had a good conversation with Dana Lash, who came on to talk about her new book, it is phenomenal, but her insight was definitely worth the sharing. We've got more from Bruce Kaufman after this. Stay with us, 18 before the top of the hour.
From CBN Films comes I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, taken from his home into slavery, then a miraculous escape, only to be called back.
It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel.
Witness the journey from man to saint. I Am Patrick. In select theaters for 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. For theaters and tickets, go to iampatrick.com.
This report is sponsored by Daiichi Sankyo and AstraZeneca. An estimated 155,000 Americans are currently living with metastatic breast cancer, meaning it has spread from its original location to other parts of the body. There are different subtypes of metastatic breast cancer, which can be classified by the presence of certain proteins. In HER2-positive breast cancer, too much of the protein HER2 causes the cancer cells to grow and spread more aggressively. 1 in 5 breast cancers are HER2-positive. Despite treatment advances, the disease is considered incurable, with patients eventually progressing on treatment. More options have been urgently needed. Now there's a new treatment available. The FDA recently granted accelerated approval of a HER2-directed antibody drug conjugate for the treatment of adult patients who have previously received anti-HER2-based regimens. This new medicine is a part of a class of targeted therapies called antibody drug conjugates, or ADCs, that are designed to selectively deliver chemotherapy inside cancer cells. Ion E. Krop, ND, PhD, Associate Chief of Breast Oncology, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, commented,
With this approval, we now have a drug available that results in benefit in the majority of patients in whom other drugs had stopped working.
Talk to your doctor about new treatment options and associated safety risks.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
That's what we continue to fight for, ladies and gentlemen, for you and me, and we the people. At 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bruce Kaufman continues with us. Bruce, a special Fathom event on the eve of St. Paddy's Day is going to be taking place tomorrow, appropriately so, on March the 17th and also the 18th. The movie I Am Patrick, this true story of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. You're going to love this movie. I think it's about 800 theaters across the country. Check out your local listings. You want to see this. This is really well done. Features John Rhys-Davies. Of course, I love his voice and his presence on the screen. I mean, was he designed to be an actor?
Right.
Gosh, just so powerful. But anyway, it'll give you some insight and really clear up some things. I think some misunderstanding about who Patrick was and what drove him and what you realize. You got to imagine for all that he gave up, you know, that he was a man called of God to really ignite some, you know, Ireland. No wonder he's the patron saint of Ireland. But for him, I mean, who would have been there to convert it,
right,
and to bring the gospel, the good news that God wanted for the people of Ireland?
You know, Bill, I've never heard of that, but I will definitely go see that. Okay. If they allow me into the movie theater.
Well, yeah, that's the thing right now with you. You don't know what movie theaters may or may not be open, so check that. I know with these, in fact, we were talking about this, you know, with this gal from Taiwan, and they went through it. They're on the other side. They're coming out of it. So that's why she can tell us with confidence that it will get better. I don't know if I told you, but in her country, there were 51 cases of coronavirus, only one death. But they were very, you know, socially aware in terms of distancing, constantly cleaning hands, wearing masks, although some doctors here in the country say, you know, if you don't have the virus, it's not really advantageous to wear the mask. But, hey, whatever works. And for them, it seems to work. And they're right now are the poster country right. of what the other side of the coronavirus looks like right now. So it's quite encouraging.
Right. What I have heard is that if you wear a mask, it's not really going to – what it does is prevent you from touching your face.
Right.
And
yeah.
That's a good thing.
Isn't that I tell you, funny you should bring that up because, you know, don't touch your face. So what happens when you say don't touch your face? You want to touch your face. You know, it's like, oh, you know, because I catch myself at times putting my hands on my face. Just stop doing that. Yeah, but you're probably right. Maybe wearing the mask would stop you from doing that. Bruce, you wanted to share something else particularly. I wanted to give you the floor to do that.
We were talking about, okay, so Madison's free speech, and we're talking about the fact that you have the freedom, other than inciting violence, you have the freedom to say anything you want. And as I was preparing for the show today, I was thinking about Charles Krauthammer, one of my heroes. And his son put out a collection of his columns about 6 months back, and he did an intro describing it. And the book is called The Point of It All. And what he would say is that when you're talking about speech today, one of Charles Krauthammer's problems is that a precondition to civil debate is you have to respect the legitimacy of the other side. Mm. Okay? You must not think of the other side as an enemy. You must think of the opponent as someone who might, just might, have an argument that is reinforced with sounder facts and reasoning and more persuasive evidence than you do. It may not happen, but if you actually think of the person, if you think of the person that he might have a legitimate argument, then you might come to a consensus.
Exactly.
It's the only way you're going to have a debate that actually, you know, is civil. And civil debate is really fundamental to our free speech right.
Exactly. That's one of those guardrails that we were intimating earlier, Bruce, that's so critical. And Charles Krauthammer, we miss him because he did bring some balance and, in the midst of the chaos. And right now, without him and other people to serve as those guardrails and some, you know, just some personal discipline. Again, it comes down to personal discipline. You have the political infection, I think, worse than the coronavirus right now, that's being spread in the bloodstream of the body politic.
Yeah. And one of the things that he really worried about was what he called apocalyptic alarmism, okay, in which one side, rather than, you know, listening to the other side, thinking that what he or she has to say might be legitimate, and since we're so into groups now, okay, we're so identified with groups, that you have one group that thinks that the other group, you know, is so dangerous that his goal is to basically end the world as we know it. So the way that you avoid this happening is not by arguing, debating the other group, but basically using force to destroy the other group.
Exactly.
That was one of his biggest worries, that you're going to use force to overpower the other side because you think that other side, you know, because he or she does not agree with what you did, he or she is basically, you know, just trying to destroy the country.
Yeah, in the absence of persuasion, let's just, we'll cancel people, hence the cancel culture.
Right, yeah. I mean, he used McCarthyism as a perfect example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there was no debating in McCarthyism. McCarthy said, you're a communist, you know, you have to be, this person's a communist. It didn't matter that McCarthy's list of who was a communist in the State Department changed weekly.
Mm-hmm.
What mattered was that people believed him, believed that he was absolutely right. There was no debate about it, no argument about it, and therefore so many lives are ruined. That is apocalyptic alarmism.
Mm-hmm.
At its worst.
And we saw shades of that with Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some people might, oh, Bill, why are you calling them out? Because we need to understand when we bring this into play and we have this discussion, these are clear examples of that alarmism that Charles Krauthammer was talking about. Because at the end of the day, are we better off or worse off as a result of what got spewed into the public's minds? Thank you very much. Let's just say the triumphant three of the Democratic Party, Pelosi, Nadler, and Schiff.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. So I do miss Charles Krauthammer tremendously. He was one of the voices of reason. He was a conservative Republican, but he was always willing to listen to the other side.
Exactly.
He never saw the other side as the enemy. He always saw the other side as someone, and this is what free speech is all about, someone who might actually broaden his horizons, expand his understanding of things. That is what the freedom, I mean, we are the sovereign people in this country, all right? We elect the people who basically pass laws and public policy, but they work for us, so they're beholden to us. So we have to guide them. We have to be an informed citizenry. We have to be smart enough, as Madison wrote, public opinion sets bounds to every government and is the real sovereign in every free one. Yes, but that public opinion has to be informed public opinion.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean,
in order to be that, you have to listen to people. You have to, the marketplace of ideas, let everybody have their say and then decide what you agree with, what you don't agree with. But don't shut them out. Don't not let them have their say.
You're exactly right, Bruce, and we have been warning about this for the last couple of years at least. I called it the spirit of invalidation. You know, we didn't like what you said, so we invalidate you. That gave birth to the cancel culture, and we're still in the midst of this. And, you know, you can always ask the defining question afterwards is, are you better off with the cancel culture, or are you worse off? And hopefully, you know, as experience defines preference, we're realizing this cancel culture, this attitude, this apocalyptic alarmism that has been running rampant for a number of years now, is that really, you know, like any phase, it goes through its exercise and it defines preference for the American people. And hopefully the American people are getting at the end of their rope, where whether it's a political speech or any other, you know, bit of language that's deposited into the public debate, that they're willing to filter that out. I mean, cancel the stuff, or, you know, set it aside, the stuff that's inappropriate, and be able to do so in a more qualified and immediate manner, because the longer it sits, then, you know, next thing you know, it takes root and it becomes the order of the day.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that is my biggest worry about, I mean, from a purely free speech standpoint, you know, it is the foundation of all of our other rights. But if we ignore, you know, the parameters to free speech, if we ignore, you know, the fact that one of the parameters of free speech is that you listen to the other person, may not agree with them, but at least, you know, allow them to have their say and then decide for yourself, okay, did that make sense? Was that helpful? Was that hurtful? Will that expand my horizons? One way or the other, everybody should have the freedom of speech to say what they want, even if they're minorities, even if what they say is unpopular, because so many times throughout history, when someone has espoused something that seems really stupid, wrong, and unpopular, 5, 10, 15 years later, oops, they were right.
Exactly. And going back to what Madison stressed, a government in which the people were sovereign meant, as you wrote, there must be an informed citizenry to guide the government in exercising its powers on their behalf in the best possible way. I mean, people need to understand that they are sovereign. It's not the government. It's the people who are sovereign. And if you understand that, if you apprehend what it is to be sovereign, then you won't put up with this mediocre approach to governance.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But again, we need an informed citizenry. We have we've been given the right to free speech. Now we have to exercise it. We've been given, in other words, we have to exercise it in a way that is civil in the debate. That is absolutely critical, and we're starting to move away from that. And that's one of my biggest problems, and I know it's one of yours as well.
Well, yeah, exactly, Bruce. As you finished in the paragraph before the end, you said this in turn meant that the freedom to express one's opinion without fear of reprisal, either by the government or one's fellow citizens, especially when those opinions offend the government and one's fellow citizen. History shows ideas and opinions that were originally thought wrong and offensive often turned out to be right.
Yep. Absolutely. That is the key.
Well, don't we love history, right?
Don't we love history? Absolutely, Bill.
Bruce, how can they be in touch with you?
They can come to www.historylessons.net and just subscribe to Bruce's writings, and you put in your first name, last name, email address, and check off which ones you want. But my history column is Bruce's History Lessons. That's the middle one.
Bruce Kaufman, thank you, sir. Take care. Have a great day.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Honorary Forest Ranger.